You're listening to The Wicked Horror Show, powered by the Dorkening Podcast Network. For more information, check out thedorkening.com.
This episode of Wicked Horror Show was broadcast live to Facebook. In this episode, we're talking about the new launch of Fangoria, and we're talking to Ashley, who's the art director of the new Fangoria. It's a classic, and it's returning. And as always, if you like what you hear, head over to facebook.com/thedorkening every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for a live show just like this one. Open chat room, you can talk to the guests. Also, head over to thedorkening.com to check out all the other shows on the Dorkening Podcast Network. And lastly, head over to deadlygroundscoffee.com. Support our sponsors. They support us, and they have amazing coffee. So yeah, two birds with one stone. Anyways, enjoy the show.
Really 10 seconds. So we are here, bunch of people watching. So if you have questions, please post them in the comments. And that was our commercial for Deadly Grounds, our sponsor. Kevin, you drinking anything tonight?
I'm just drinking the French roast.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah. I already finished two bags in Scarecon.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You have a problem. I have coffee at work. We have coffee at work, and there's multiple people drinking this coffee, and we haven't finished any of the bags yet.
I drink a lot of coffee. Okay, so Kevin's here.
Yeah. Next.
Wolfman.
Oh, it's only been 2 weeks, Leo.
That was extra loud.
I know. Tony's here.
What is going on, Pete?
Yo.
Hey, everybody.
Our very, very special guest, the new art director for the new Fangoria, Ashley Detmering. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's an honor to be on here. All my pleasure. I'm super excited to talk to all of you guys and everybody out there. If you got questions, I want to answer them the best I can.
Cool. So, if you can, if it's feasible.
Of course.
So, Fangoria is obviously a staple for a lot of like horror fans, and we know that the kind of stopped existing was like a year ago, right? Or maybe a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because I mean, print media is really tough. There's a lot of people, like, it's expensive, and there's, you know, it's kind of a, you know, with cell phones in everyone's hands and computers and, you know, everyone's backpack, even, you know, you know, that, I mean, I'm a big fan of, you know, a lot of us are a fan of physical product. So I never understood it.
Right behind him.
Yeah. I never understood the whole, like, oh, it's a dying thing. Like, just like Blu-rays and DVDs, people say it's dying, but I'm like, but I want it. Like, yeah. I'm a collector. So, and I can remember as a kid, you know, first seeing posters for movies that I had no idea about, like just an advertisement and you know, whether it be Fangoria or another horror magazine, and that's what piqued my interest to track that movie down. So I never understood the whole dying medium thing, but I'm also old. Younger people like maybe they don't feel that way. But so what do you guys when was the brand actually obtained, like, from the old owners?
Yeah, so it was a several months long process, and I believe it had already kind of started by the time I was hired on at CineState before any of us knew that Fangoria was, like, happening, or I guess re-happening. Mm-hmm. It was basically our publisher, Dallas, who also founded our parent company, CineState. He had been kind of courting and talking to Tom DeFeo for several months, like, hey, I think this would be a really good opportunity, a really cool idea, let's bring this back, you know, what can we do to make that happen? And then I guess a few months after I started, in early 2017, he let us have the news, you know what, we're doing it, we're buying Fangoria. And a lot of us, I think a couple of us kind of knew. I did not. It was a surprise. I thought he was almost pranking us a little bit. Like, there's no, we're buying Fangoria. Are you serious? But that was huge. It took my heart and made it a little whole again. Like, aww. It was really surprising when I told people, or when I was finally allowed to tell people about Fangoria, how many people didn't know about it in my circle.
Really?
And that blew my mind, because it was such a big deal for me to find out that it was coming back and that I got to be part of it. I don't know as much on the kind of back end, how it happened. I know that Dallas has spoken to it a couple of times on various other podcasts and interviews, but it was definitely a process and took a while, but I'm glad that it happened.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure, you know, I'm sure Wolfie especially is probably like, you know, where, you know,
yeah.
It's where it's, you know, it's stuff like Fangoria that, like I said, we get our news from, you know, before the internet was around, and it's almost more trustworthy. You know, like I feel like there's something about seeing it in print. Like if it's in print, it's got to be real. You know, but meanwhile, some guy can just make a comment somewhere and be like, "Yep, that's what it is." You know, but I don't know. And then there's something a little more like oomph. You know, it seems like more legitimate to me. So I'm excited. So what are the plans as far as no, it's not going to be like a regular like how often are the issues going to come out?
So we are going to a quarterly format now. So you'll have 4 issues a year, starting with this October. Our first issue is coming out just in time for Halloween, very appropriate. And then it will be in January. We're going into April and July. It's we're doing quarterly. We're trying to make it something that's a little more not coffee table book, but make it something really collectible that, you know, is really worth something that you want to show off to your friends. It's not just another magazine with all the same content that you're getting everywhere else.
Yeah. Wolfie?
So with it being a quarterly magazine, is the content going to be, I mean, before, you know, it's 100 pages if so. Are there going to be, is it going to be twice as large, you know, for that to take up that time? I mean, that since it's going to be a quarterly magazine, is it going to be, I guess I'm not asking this question right.
You know? Oh, is it going to be
larger?
It's going to be, well, yeah, because she said it's going to be almost like a coffee table book, like in the sense of it's going to be something where you just want to show it off. Like it's more of a, rather than just a magazine, you can just like, I'm going to fold this up and put it in my pocket. It's like, it's going to be like
something you more. Sit with.
Yeah.
It was very, really important to us when we were first going through the process of talking to printers and what kind of paper we want to use and how it's, you know, physically going to be built. And it's really important to us to get like the good paper, the thick stock, something that's going to be really durable and something you're proud to, you know, have on your table, something you're going to come back to and really sit down with and kind of, you know, take the time to read through.
Yeah. So you being, you're going to be the art director, right? Or you are the art director?
I am the
so,
director.
So what does that entail? Like, are you know, director in the sense of you're in charge of figuring out the art? Like, are you doing the art? Are you finding artists? Like, what is it?
It's a little bit of both. I like I said earlier, we have a really small team. We're 8 people. We're running both Fangoria and our parent company, Sin Estate. So it's kind of fun in my position getting to have my hand in a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. I know when I talk to people in the film industry about being an art director, they automatically assume that I do the movie stuff as far as like props and the production design. And I have to re-clarify myself that I'm more of the in-house designer for the back end for the company. So all the, you know, posters and our awesome book covers, stuff like that internally. And then of course with Fangoria, I have the honor of laying out the magazine and kind of working with our team to figure out what it's going to look like.
That's awesome.
So I was going to bring up, we got a couple questions already, and remind everybody we are watching both Facebook and YouTube live, and I believe Periscope as well. If you have questions, please post them in the comments and we'll try our best to get to them. So Anthony Thurber, I'll throw 2 questions at you. Anthony Thurber is asking, will Fangoria also be available in digital format as well, or just print? And Steven Ingves is asking, without giving away too much, Is there anything Ashley can share pertaining to what might be included in the first issue this Halloween?
Yeah, so to answer the first question, we are going print only. So if you visited our website, fangoria.com, recently, you'll notice that it's pretty bare bones. There's a link to our socials, a place to email us, and a place to subscribe. And that's pretty much it. And that's how we like it. When we were talking about bringing the magazine back, it was really, really important to us to go back to that very analog, physical magazine feel. We didn't want to put our content online. You can find any content you want, anything, literally, just by Googling. And why would we do that if we're also putting it in the magazine? So that was really important for us to make it print only. And then, let's see, what can I tell y'all? There's going to be some really, really awesome stuff. Can't say too much, but I will say that there are a couple stories in particular that I think are going to blow y'all's minds, stuff that you probably hadn't thought about or known about before.
Nice.
Now, just a follow-up question. I know you were talking to Wolfie about having archives of photos yes. and stories. So will any of that information or those pictures that may have never seen the light of day, will those be making a way into the magazine, like sort of like a look back section or something like that?
Yeah, so when we bought Fangoria, they had this huge storage locker up in New York, just full of behind the scenes photos and photo slides and different media kits from movies and stuff. I mean, there were literally floppy disks that we had to go through, which I'm sure a lot of people watching may not even know what those
are. So you had these floppy disks and you had to figure out how were you going to look at these.
Exactly. We had to find a special reader for it. It was great. But no, we bought this huge storage locker that was, it's full of not just Fangoria history, but horror history. And so that's also really exciting for us to get to bring some of that stuff to light. Our social media wizard, Natasha, has been doing, been doing an excellent job of trying to go through some of that and share a few things here and there on social. But it was massive. We were still trying to go through and organize it ourselves. And it's been several months now.
Yeah.
There's a bunch out there.
It would be really cool to see something like, yeah. Even if it's like a separate thing where it's like maybe a collection of like you said, you were saying like coffee table books, like a collection of just like old stuff, like have
press kits and stuff like that.
Just on slashers and one just on, whatever, like that'd be awesome. I'd be all over that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
Throw that out.
Making notes, making notes.
Yeah, like, don't do this. Okay.
No. We definitely want to take all this really cool stuff that we have and find a really genuine, awesome way to share it with all the fans out there. That's something that we're working on, but we definitely want to find a way to share that with everyone.
Or it could be like a throwback episode, or not episode, but a throwback
issue.
Issue?
Special issue or something, yeah. Yeah, either way, that'd be cool. So are you guys gonna I was reading a little bit on like Wikipedia. I know maybe not all the information on Wikipedia is correct, but are you guys gonna venture out into any other things like as far as like podcasts or anything like that?
Oh yeah.
We haven't put anything in concrete yet. We're trying to focus right now just on the magazine itself. We've put our name, our Fangoria Presents banner on, Puppet Master we have coming out, and we're releasing a couple books this fall, Our Lady of the Inferno and My Pet Serial Killer. So we're definitely branching out into other avenues with Fangoria, but our main focus right now is the magazine.
Cool. Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it'd be good to see Fangoria Presents on a bunch of, cool movies and stuff. Like, or maybe even, because we're talking, you guys are based in Texas now as opposed to New York, and there's a lot of really great filmmakers that are out of Texas right now whatever. I mean, it would be cool to have another avenue for some of these filmmakers that are looking for a way to get their movie out there, to even just have a way to submit, or even if you guys do, I don't know. I'm just thinking out, just things are just flying out of my mouth right now. Yeah, but I mean, it would be cool to even do a Fangoria film festival where, because it's a name that everyone knows.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they should know. If you don't know, then
they should.
Well, speaking of festivals, Big Daddy Dirt Clod on Reddit says, "Groovy, I went to a few Fangoria Weekend of Horrors back in the day. Always had a great time." He's going to check out the show. Is there any thoughts about bringing back the Fangoria Weekend of Horrors?
I mean, from a personal standpoint, I think it'd be really rad, be super fun. But again, right now we're really trying to focus on bringing back the magazine and print, doing it right before we start trying to get our claws into a whole bunch of other things.
We're just like, you gotta do this. The first issue hasn't even come out yet. So you plan on doing this? Like, you're gonna build a, you're gonna have a bigger building to have your headquarters?
Well, the cool thing
is, plan on that. No.
The cool thing is, there's
amusement park every day.
That'd be amazing. Are you kidding me? A Fangoria amusement park? You just get murdered the whole way through. The whole way through, just constantly getting murdered.
Hey,
I'm gonna have to
come up with all these ideas now. Yeah. Podcast, and look, we have to change our whole business plan now.
a big furry Freddy Krueger with retractable gloves that you can just stab people over and over again.
you know,
like with a big Funko head. I don't know.
I'm on that ride.
Big Funko head. Billy Pond, as we said, is in Texas, and he does have his horror house there. So maybe the two of you can get together. You know?
Yeah. Again. First issue needs to come
again.
Out
you're talking like 3 years down the road, 4 years down the road.
Yeah, excitement around the first issue.
Yeah,
those conventions are a lot of work. That's we'll get
and you,
there.
Yeah, and you're that you said there's only like with Fangoria and what's the parent company?
Cinestate.
Cinestate. There's only like 8 employees.
Yep, and we around so, both of them.
Yeah,
and when's that? How's that gonna work? I'm sure you guys are already working your butts off.
Oh yeah, it's definitely something we'll eventually have to staff up and add some more people as we continue to grow. But right now, it's just we have a really close knit patch group of people that are ready to work their butts off, and right now that's what we got, and we're doing what we can with it, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, so, where can people like? So, the regular website, they can go there to subscribe to the magazine.
Yes, absolutely. Fangoria.com. There should be a nice big red old school subscribe sticker up in the corner. Just click on that, and it'll take you straight to the page where you can subscribe.
And what is it? What does it cost to subscribe?
So it kind of depends with shipping where you live. But if you go and purchase a subscription, our cover price is $19.79, if you understand that. And but shipping costs will vary depending on where you are. So just be sure to use the calculator on there and just know that if you're on the other side of the world, unfortunately, it does cost a little extra to send it over to you. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I know that has come up a few times with the price It is a little pricier than what people are used to with old Fangorias, but we're really stepping up our game as far as the quality, just overall, the paper stock, the content, the design, everything. So something to keep in mind.
Yeah. I mean, if it's really along the lines of what you're describing, I think 1979 is probably a steal, you know? I mean, for real. I mean, if it's going to be more content and it's going to be as high quality, you know, it's easier to collect and keep in good condition, you know, that's worth it.
Absolutely.
I've definitely paid more for books that I've never even opened.
Well, hopefully you open this one.
Yeah.
Well, you do understand why the price is $19.79, right?
I mean, I do.
I do too.
I know.
Is that when
the year that Fangoria came out?
Yeah.
we got really clever with that one.
That's all? That's all you interrupt us for?
No, what I was going to say is when it comes to the website, it's one of the things I do miss for that used to be on the website was their shopping list. Oh. They would have a list of like, you know, all the movies are going to come out for like the next 6 months. And then they would update it. And it was something that I used to love to go on there just to, because you can't find that stuff anymore. You know, it's like you can go to Bloody Disgusting. You can go to, you know, a bunch of other places and look, but they'll give you like one or two movies that are coming out. But this was just a nice long list of like 30 movies a month, you know. Yeah. One thing I wish that they still had on the website.
Well, maybe they can have it in the book.
Yeah, something to keep in mind. I know that we've been really trying hard with our social channels to pump up the community that way, let people know what's coming out. We've started putting out monthly streaming graphics, which have been a real hit, very, very invaluable resource. All the horror movies that are coming out to Netflix and Hulu and Prime, et cetera, Shudder, of course. So that's something definitely that we should look into, is maybe making one for all of the DVD and theatrical releases too. Good idea, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It's a good idea. Like,
yeah, and we know that it flies out.
On the back, yeah. That's how good that idea was.
I mean, it's hard because we obviously living in the digital age, we have to have some sort of website. But with this whole analog feel that we're trying to have with the, you know, print only magazine, it was like, well, what do we even want to put on the website? What's the point of it exactly?
Yeah,
how can they utilize it? So,
and really, how much do people actually go and visit like a landing website? Like, how much do they actually do that? You know, like there's companies that I follow on social media more than anything. Like, I'll follow Instagram and like Fright Rags will put like a little hint of an image of something. I'm like, oh, that, then I'll go from there to check out the website. I'm not going to Fright Rags every day to see what they have coming out. I'm going when they you know, tease something, I'm like, that looks interesting. What is that? And then, you know, I don't really utilize those websites that much.
It's a day. Yeah.
See, now I was the complete opposite. When Fangoria was actually around as a website, I would go there all the time.
Yeah, but,
and
yeah,
I think it was, and I,
you know, like,
no, but I'm just saying, I told her this on sit down. It's like, I think it was that people like me that would go there all the time, and other people that would just go there and go, why should I buy the magazine when I can go to the website, just read the content for free?
That's true.
Know?
Yep. It's crazy you bring up social media. That's where everything is now. I mean, who needs a website anymore?
Yeah.
That's not social true. You still have to have the website, but
right, but that's not like everything was always like, you know, oh, go to my website for this, go to my website for that. But now it's like you're really reaching, I think you're reaching more people through Instagram and, you know, Twitter and whatever. I mean, I don't think that's, no one's going to be surprised to hear that. But, you know, as opposed to someone going to a website every day, there's like literally one website I go to every single day. And it's because I don't even know if they have a Twitter or an Instagram, but that's it. And everything else, I see what I need to see through Instagram mostly.
Now, Tony, I know you're trying to get a couple questions in there. What's up?
No, I was just going to say that how many years ago, 10, 15 years ago, the internet was new. So the websites were the social media. Now 10 or
15 years ago?
Well,
in the 90s.
But I'm saying it was still kind of new at that point. Now you have the Twitters and the Instagrams and stuff where you can do it right off your phone.
Okay, so that's Grandma. Become the new. You have the Twitters or the Instagrams, and like 15 years ago, back when I was trying to watch my
phone.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. 15 years ago, you had MySpace.
Yeah.
Well, that brings up a good point. I saw a very cool graph. It was part of an analytics forum talking about the. I'm sorry, I get geeky.
I'm pointing out. I mean, I just have to point out that he just said I saw a very cool graph.
Yeah.
No one's ever muttered those words ever in life. Oh. I just saw a really cool graph.
Okay, so
I can't say I've never said that, but
okay, so they went back and they tracked traffic over time for all the different social media sites, starting with like MySpace and a lot of the earlier ones. And you know, like Facebook, we're actually on a downturn right now for its lifespan. So what happens when Facebook goes away, and there, you know, it's every company, Instagram. Every site should have their own, you know, web page, because social media can go away.
Yeah,
I mean, not say. Well,
it's hard to imagine a world without it, but yeah, I mean, there was a time not that long ago when we didn't have social media, and who knows what's going to take its place next.
Yeah,
just a chip in your head. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I hope not.
I mean, I'm not saying to give it up, but you know, you have a landing page, you know, you have a website, and then you know, you also have your social media, because it can turn on a dime. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember a website called Dig, but they did a relaunch, just a graphical relaunch, changed their site, and it was like overnight they went from, you know, the number two website in the world to, you know, just nothing. You know, and everybody, you know, just migrated from Dig to Reddit. I know. Ugh. Kevin's favorite website.
I hate Reddit.
Why?
Everyone's so negative. Everyone.
Isn't
like
that just the internet?
No. I have very positive interactions on Facebook. I have very positive interactions on Instagram. I've never had a positive interaction on Reddit. Like, they're mean just to be mean. Like, they're mean for zero reason.
Yeah. You have there are a bunch of trolls out there, and they do love Reddit.
Yeah. That's why I'm just like...
They need a place to congregate.
Under a goddamn bridge called Reddit.
Yeah. Matt Peterson is asking, any word on contributing authors? Are you accepting local submissions?
Yeah, so I don't want to give away too much. We do have a few pretty high-profile people that are contributing to the magazine that we're really excited to share with y'all further down the line when the magazine comes out. As far as accepting submissions, we accept them all. I can't promise that, you know, you'll get through or that we'll get you in the magazine or on the website or anything. But we definitely want to hear from you guys. Just reach out to us. We got info@Fangoria where you can just shoot us over. We want to talk to you and see what you got.
Nice. Does the same go for like filmmakers? Like if they want to get their films reviewed, is it the same deal? They can submit a, you know,
absolutely.
Supplement. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Send it all to us. info@fangoria.com.
That's awesome. So like, what are you guys going to be doing with independent movie makers? Like, do you have any plans on like maybe having like, again, the first issue is not even out yet. I'm just throwing it out there. I apologize in advance, but maybe like a particular like section of the magazine that's going to be just for independent movies, maybe.
Yeah, so we're trying with the magazine content, we really want to keep a lot of that kind of evergreen stuff that's not necessarily this is happening right now or this movie is coming out right now, simply because with the quarterly format, a lot of that instantaneous news goes by the wayside 2 days
right.
later. But I do want to say that the independent filmmaking community, especially the horror community, obviously is super important to us. Just reach out to us. We want to do what we can.
Well, that's good. I want to see it. I want to see.
Right.
Yeah, no, I want to see movie makers that I love that I think deserve more. I want to see them. Their words spread a little bit. Because again,
all sorts of stories out there waiting to be told.
Right, and there's a billion websites. We're talking about different websites. There's a billion websites and a billion people doing reviews, including us. It's just like, okay. Unless you happen to stumble upon it, like you may not know of it, but Fangoria is Fangoria. So
yeah,
that says
pretty,
something.
Pretty big name to be able to get out there.
Yeah. Wolfie.
And as I was talking to Ashley on Sit Down, the nice thing about the group of people that are running this now is they're horror fans. They got their hearts in it. Ashley, she said herself, she's been a horror fan since she's like six. You know, so I mean, that's the nice thing. We're not just, it's not just being run by a company that's just the mindless drones, you know, throwing the magazine out there. We've got people that have, like I said, their heart in horror.
It's not just someone being like, this is a name, I want to buy it because it's a name, and I'm just gonna,
yeah, exactly,
put the name on it. Yeah.
That was super important to us and really exciting that all of us are super passionate about the horror genre.
Nice.
Already, so
do you have a favorite genre of horror?
I do. It's found footage. I was talking to Wolfie about it earlier. It's so hard because people always want to ask me, well, what's your favorite horror movie? And I'm like, I don't know. There's so many of them. But as far as subgenre goes, that's instantaneous no-brainer. I love found footage.
Yeah. What about it get you? Like, what about it get you goat?
I don't know. I think it's when Blair Witch Project came out. I was still pretty young, and I saw it, and I know it was part of their campaign and marketing stuff that it was real, but I legitimately thought it was real. And I think that's always stuck with me with the found footage of just like, this could be real. I know it's not, but it could be.
And I know a lot of people that kind of bash Blair Witch. I think Wolfie's one of them. But I legit really enjoy
it. There's no kind of about that.
I still Wolfie, like, so I live in like, it's a city. I mean, it's not a giant city, but it's like the second largest city in Massachusetts compared to Boston. And I went to see it in a movie theater that was sold out. So it's like wall to wall people, and you could hear a pin drop in that movie theater. And like legit, like everyone was like, holy crap, what is going on? And like, this is when no one had figured out that it wasn't real. Like, they did a really good job of that.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I think it's the first like found, I mean, I know there's other found footage movies out there that have had caused an uproar and whatever, but I think this is the biggest one, the first like really big one that kind of affected the country, you know, and it kind of pushed that genre ahead. Like, to, you know, unfortunately, there's been a lot of bad ones that have come out since, but there's also been some really good ones. So, you know, like without, you know, that's going to happen with everything, you know, there's always going to be some garbage, but there's going to be some awesomeness mixed in that garbage that you got to find.
Found footage included.
Oh yeah. And it's not my favorite genre, but I totally respect when it's done really well. I'm like, yeah, that's what's up. Because it creeps the shit out of you.
Yeah.
You know? Blair Witch, legit. After the movie, we went back to a friend's house, and we just sat around talking about experiences we had, and we were terrified. We were and I'm a little bit older than you, and we were like, we're adults at this point, and we were all terrified to the point where I'm like, I don't want to walk to my car by myself. Like, I just don't.
That's when you know it's been a really good movie, when it gets to you like that.
Yeah. Plus the windows were open, and then there was like a gust of wind, and one of the windows slammed, and we friggin' flipped out. But anyways, it was perfect. It was great.
When I saw Blair Witch, I saw it way out in the boonies, and driving home through these little 2-lane roads through the woods scared the shit out of me.
That's the perfect way to see it, is to watch out in the boonies and then have to drive through a whole bunch of forests and stuff, not knowing what's going to pop out at you.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Tied to a chair.
Yeah.
Watch the Wash Language Project.
So I wanted to bring up, for those of you just joining us, we have a sponsor. We're talking to Ashley from the new Fangoria. We're talking about the relaunch. But Deadly Grounds Coffee, if you haven't tried it, it's utterly amazing. It's the only coffee I drink. And Kevin.
That's me. I drink that. Yo-Yo's got his mug, too. He's got his red one. We're obsessed.
Yeah.
The thing is that they're a sponsor because we spend so much money on their product. So it's like, we like legit spend a ton of money on their stuff because it's awesome. But anyways, if you're a coffee person, I don't know, Ashley, are you a coffee person?
I am a coffee person. I have to check it out now. I haven't been consuming it already.
Maybe we'll hook you up with a bag. I'm just saying. Ooh. We'll figure it out.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Oh, how crazy would that be? We're gonna send some Deadly Grounds to the Fangoria offices.
Well, you know what?
Seems pretty appropriate.
We'll do that. Ashley, if you can get me the address to the office, and I'll make sure you guys get some coffee.
Awesome, thanks.
Is it like? Is it like? Do you guys like dark roast? Like, what do you guys like?
Do you like flavored coffee?
You like flavored coffee?
Coffee.
Just coffee. I mean, okay. As long as it's not decaf.
No. All right. No. That's
my only request.
It's not right. Like another coffee where it's like overly caffeinated. It's like just the right amount, but it's like I drink the chocolate. What is it? Death by Chocolate. There's
Witch's Brew, which is raspberry chocolate.
Yeah, cherry chocolate.
Interesting.
But I like the house blend. I like the French roast. And there was, what was that other one that they had at the con, Yo-Yo? Did you have it when we were at the con? It was Hell's Fury or something like that?
No, I didn't get to have any of the Hell's
Fury. Oh, it was so good.
Oh, the Hell's,
then I went to go,
Hell's Fury is, yeah.
I went to get it on Sunday and it was sold out. So, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's,
it's that good.
That's Tyler Green's roast, Hell's Fury.
No, it's not.
No?
Nope.
I thought his was...
Anyways.
Well, anyway.
Deadly Grounds. Okay. Back into Fangoria. All right.
Here we go. Here's a commercial for Deadly Grounds.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh, they're so disgusting.
Okay, we are back. That was Deadly Grounds. So head on over to getdeadly.com or just Google Deadly Grounds coffee. And I, as we said, I'm through two bags already since Scarecon, and I drink way too much coffee. So Ashley, I don't know if this is true or not, but I read that along with Fangoria, you guys acquired Starlog. Is that correct?
We did. Starlog and Gorezone, the other one.
Wow. Gorezone. Oh, Gorezone, really?
Yes, yes.
They're all owned by the same company.
Right. Yeah.
But I didn't know if
they... Fangoria, it was kind of a package deal. We got them all.
So is there any plans to work on those as well?
You know what? Right now, we're just focusing on Fangoria magazine.
There's only eight of them. Be patient.
I know. So there's eight people. Each one can work on one magazine. Or, you know, you can split it up, maybe two on each. And then, just saying.
I don't know if I can handle adding two more magazines onto my plate right now.
What a rough yeah, girl really. You are.
She's like,
Let us grow.
I'm the art director here. I could do this and this.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. I do have artists that I would love to see, like, do cover work. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah?
I'll throw some names at you.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Oh, yeah. I have one of his books back here. No, he does a lot of stuff for Fright Rags. He does a lot of stuff for NECA. He's a really good, like, horror artist.
Oh,
he does other stuff, too.
Is that the guy who does the Godzilla stuff?
No, well, he's awesome, too, but...
Yeah.
No, but there's, yeah, we'll talk afterwards. But, they're just artists that I love their stuff. They're amazing. But, and I think that they're very approachable. Like, they're not, like, ridiculously expensive kind of things. But anyways. And then that being said, too, for, like, people like me that are fans of stuff, you know, maybe down the road, again, this is all things down the road. If there's, like, you know, you get really cool cover art, like, release T-shirts of the cover art. And then, you know,
that's something.
I'll be all over that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, coffee table books. Right. I keep
t-shirts.
Taking notes on all of y'all's great ideas.
Hopefully you have a whole big notebook because Kevin's got about 15 million.
It says Kevin's dumb ideas on it. She's like, there. She's
from
just,
that one podcast.
She just puts a period at the end of the sentence and throws it in the fireplace. That's how it works.
No.
Kidding. yeah, I don't know. Yo-Yo, you've been quiet on the subject of Fangoria.
Well, the only thing I can think of is, like, limited edition covers. Like, do this a run of, like, limited, like art covers, like, for certain issues.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know that was definitely something with the old magazine. They had a lot of kind of one-off special edition issues. That's definitely something we'll look into. But, again,
I know.
We got the one first really awesome magazine that we got to make sure we do it right first.
We want this all in one issue. We want all these different artists.
Like 400 pages. It's going to be all four magazines in one.
Instead of $19.79, it'll be like $197.90. I don't know. Does that work?
Well, I guess it'd have to be. Just put a decimal, two points, 79.
Yeah. Put a little Apple logo in the corner. People will buy it.
What did you say? What?
Put a little Apple logo in the corner.
Yeah. I will buy it.
What were they charging? $300 for their book?
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, is it making it a little bit easier being that Fangoria had a fan base beforehand? Or is it, it might actually make it a little bit harder if you're trying to like re-spruce, like bring it something different? It could be a little, you know, for all the fans that were there before, if you change it too much, you might lose them. But having that fan base there, just bringing it back, I mean,
yeah,
it would be cool to for everybody to see it. So I don't know. Is that something that you guys went over beforehand, not to change it too much, but change it enough?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any decisions that we make with the magazine and with the brand on a whole, definitely we keep our readers in mind, our fan base. That was something we've definitely done in-depth talks about, and we'll continue to have difficult discussions about, you know, what is really important from the old Fango that we need to bring back and revive along with the whole magazine, and what's you know, something that we can really update and bring into modern times. As far as having that fan base, though, it was actually really awesome to have that, and luckily a majority of them have been extremely supportive of us coming back, very understanding. I know there at the end, there were quite a few people that were not super happy with Fangoria, but we've tried to work with them. And I mean, as fans ourselves, we get it. It didn't go down very pretty at the end, unfortunately. And that's something that we're working really hard to kind of fix and bring those fans back on board as well. For anyone watching that does not know, if you are a previous subscriber and didn't quite get all of your issues that you paid for back in the day, we are more than happy to help you out. We, if you email us at subscriptions@fangoria.com, explain the situation, let us know, put "stiffed" in the subject line is a good way to get our attention. We want to work with you and give you a free year subscription.
That's amazing.
Yep.
So with that, do they have to prove, show any kind of proof that they were a subscriber before, or what?
No, we're working on the honor system here. We at first we're trying to be like, oh, well, do you have receipts? And you know, so many of those people, it happened several years ago, who still has those receipts or proof. We're really working on the honor system here. We trust you guys. If something happened, let us know. We want to try and fix it for you.
That's pretty awesome.
I was just thinking like a shipping label off of an old magazine or something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you have proof, that's cool. If not, we trust you guys. Let
us
know.
And don't be a schmo and be like, oh, no, I totally did. I want a free year. Like, yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that there's going to be a few of them, unfortunately. But,
yeah, but you want these things to be successful so absolutely. That you can get your awesome horror news and reviews and articles about new things coming out. You know, if you stiff them, then it's not going to be around forever. You know, again.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know.
That's super important that we don't go down that path again. We want to make sure that if you paid for your issues, that you're getting your issues. We can't
that's
give you
great.
The issues that you're missing, but we want to offer that free year of the new magazine to you guys.
That's pretty awesome that you're doing that.
Now,
I think that's huge. Like just especially because, like you said, some people are left with a bad taste in their mouth, and they may not want to approach it again. This is giving them, and it's also giving them an entrance into the new Fangoria. And so, Leo, you're starting to say something.
Yeah, Matt Peterson is asking, will it be available in stores?
Yeah, so it's a great question. Something we're working on currently as we speak. You can only get it through Fangoria.com through a subscription. But we know that a lot of people have been asking about newsstands and various distribution routes, being able to buy it somewhere else in single issues like that. Something that we're working on. But as of right now, make sure that you get your subscriptions. The only way to get it right now.
Yeah, you're saving money, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because that's that the thing is too is like if in order to get it in stores, they're gonna have to produce like way, you know, maybe even way more. Like, so if you already know how many subscribers you have, you know how many copies of the book. I almost said movie of the book you need to make. you know, obviously you're gonna want to make more than that, but you're not gonna like overproduce the issue, and then be sitting on these books for who knows how long. But if you're sending them out to all the stores right away, they could just be sitting there. Like, yeah. So after a while of you knowing that this is going swimmingly, we'll be able to get these in stores maybe eventually. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, big box distribution like that definitely opens up a whole new can of worms as far as the print industry goes, for sure. But we do have available through subscriptions. We want to send it directly to you, so you don't even have to, you know, all you got to do is get off your couch and go to your mailbox and go get it.
Yep. And so we have about 10 minutes left. So if you have any questions, any other questions, make sure you post them either on Facebook or YouTube. We're keeping an eye on both chat rooms there. And if you're interested in subscribing, you can do that right now. Just head on over to Fangoria.com. You'll find all the links in the show notes down below or up above, depending on where you're watching. And you can head over there now, click on the top right, there's a button to subscribe. And yeah, make sure you get your subscription ready so that you can get your first copy around Halloween.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to miss it, you guys. Go ahead and get that subscription now.
Hurry up. Anyways, going back into your love of horror, I'm just curious if there's anything like recent that you may have seen that that's really, you know, impressed you.
Yeah, so I know a lot of people talked about Get Out and stuff, and that was cool. One movie I really, really liked that's been recent was The Witch. It was one of those kind of like low-key, like made you think movies. And I love the kind of psychological horror realm subgenre as well. Not as much as found footage, but the horror movies that aren't necessarily in your face, creature feature, slasher, those the ones that made you think, I feel like get under my skin a lot more. Mm. And so I really loved the Witch for that.
Nice. Yeah. Wolfie and I actually didn't like The Witch. But it's, I mean, I'm not starting an argument. Have you seen Hereditary at all?
That was one movie I have not been able to
watch. I actually really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it a lot. That and A Quiet Place was really good.
Yeah,
Quiet Place.
Yeah, and there's some really good independent stuff out there too. So
absolutely.
Maybe that'll, you know, with Fangoria, again, hoping people will submit some stuff. So maybe you'll want to check out some independent stuff out there too, but there's a lot of really good stuff out there.
Actually, if you like found footage, it's not found footage, but it has that sort of feel because it's, you know, the guy behind the camera type of thing. But Darkness Reigns, we just had the people on last week.
I haven't seen that one yet,
Yeah, indie movie comes out on VOD next week, actually. And Casper Van Dien from Starship Troopers. And yeah, it was a good watch.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotta have to make a separate list now. We got the we got the ideas and stuff over here. Now I gotta make a movie list that I gotta watch.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff, and I brought it up earlier too. And hopefully, it'd be cool to, like, you know, once everything gets going, it'd be good to see a Fangoria booth at a con again. You know, like someone pushing the wares. You know. And you know, even being able to talk to maybe some of the authors of, you know, some of the writers, or, you know, if you guys are getting into putting your names on movies and stuff again, that'd be cool. But maybe be able to buy it directly from you guys.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, like it's, that stuff. It's something we're working on. Really trying to be part of the horror community out there is something that we're super passionate about. So we definitely want to be able to start showing our faces more at all these festivals and cons. And we're definitely working on the Fangoria Presents banner. We got a couple books coming out this fall, Our Lady of the Inferno and My Pet Serial Killer. We went ahead and put the Fangoria Presents label onto our newest Puppet Master that's coming out, the reboot that we did, The Littlest Strike. So we're putting it out there.
I didn't even know that there was a reboot for Puppet Master.
Oh yeah, it's coming to theaters August 17th.
Let's check it out.
Yeah, now you gotta check it out. Fangoria makes sense, man.
How we up? We're getting right now. While you're waiting, subscribe to Fangoria.
Yeah. There you go.
So, well,
your flip phone. Go ahead, do it.
Ashley, is there something that maybe we have not touched upon that you want the watchers or listeners to know about the upcoming Fangoria?
You know, we hit on a little bit, but I think the biggest thing from our crew is making sure that people know not only are we new publishers, but we're horror fans, and we're here for you guys. We want to listen to what you got to say. We want, you know, give us your advice, what you want to see from us. It's really important that Fangoria is not just a brand in a magazine, but that we're part of the community. And, you know, like we talked about a little bit before, some people are a little sour to the Fangoria name, and we want to work hard to turn that around. We're working real hard to put out an awesome product coming this fall, and we think you guys are really going to enjoy it.
Awesome. You ever think about, you so, said you don't have much on the website. You ever think about putting like a survey of maybe like a list of things that people might want to see, and then have them, you know, check off, okay, this is what I like from the old one, this is what I might like in the new one, or maybe wait after the first like the first issue, right after that, saying what you liked about the new one, what we should bring back, kind of deal, kind of putting a survey on the website after that.
We haven't done like a formal survey necessarily, reaching out to, but honestly, we really haven't had to. There's been a lot of just organic feedback of people interacting with us on social media saying, oh, you got to bring this back. And, oh, I used to love all of the, you know, horror and FX tutorials. So we've been listening.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So,
go ahead, Wolfie.
I was going to say an interesting thing is that you say there's eight people that work there. They're all horror fans. I'm going to do a Kevin right now. I'm going to, you know, just come up with an idea. And it's like, come up with like a subgenre and then have all eight people choose their favorite movie from that subgenre, like the eight editors pick or something like that, you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
As a part of the issue.
That's a great idea. We, our social media wizard, as we like to call her, Natasha, she's been doing, she's already been doing a great job with the social, but we're really trying to ramp up those social media channels as kind of our more digital avenue. Since we are doing print-only magazine, trying to get all that extra news and day-to-day content and fun stuff like that through our social channels. So that's definitely something we'll keep in mind.
Look at you throwing out ideas before they need to be thrown out. Braggart. No, anyways.
Anyways. Yeah, you were going to say something?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Sorry.
Must have not been important. It's all right.
Well, no. I mean, I'm sure it was just me coming up with another idea that was stupid to bring up.
Oh, no. It's never stupid. It's always worth talking about.
Tell my wife that. Anyways, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. She heard me. No. I'm living in a real horror movie. Help. I'm just kidding. That's not true. Why am I keep talking? I'm sorry. Someone else stop me.
I don't know why. I don't know what you're going on about.
Someone stop me from talking.
Well, since we're all throwing out ideas. Since we're
somebody
all throwing
jump
out
in
ideas.
With another idea. Move on.
Okay, here. You have Rotten Tomatoes and their rating system. You guys should have your own Fangoria rating system.
Oh, interesting. What do you think we should call it?
Well, you put
me
on the
spot.
You
can just call it Fangoria's rating system. That's boring.
I know the old one used to have like skulls, like mm-hmm. when they talked about a movie, they'd give like.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was called, but I know that's what
DVD
they.
DVD section where they reviewed all of the latest releases. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
The skull rating system.
Let's think about that for a good 5 to 10 minutes. I don't know. I'm sure. Please, no one talk.
Yeah, everybody.
I'm trying to concentrate. that'd be cool. Anyways, I think we've hit a wall.
I believe we have. So again, if you want to subscribe to the new Fangoria, head on over to Fangoria.com. You'll find all the information there. It's a simple button up on the top right. It says subscribe now, I believe. It's a little red button. I clicked it myself. And the new issue starts coming out in Halloween this year. And you're going to be coming out every quarter, correct?
Correct. 4 times a year.
Awesome. So head on over to Fangoria.com to learn more, and we'll wrap things up. Ashley, where do you like people following you on social media?
I'm not personally super active on social media. You can follow me if you want. It's just AG Detmering. But really, you should be following Fangoria on all of our social channels, and it's simply just at Fangoria. Make sure you follow us. We've been talking a lot about social media, so you know that's where you got to find us.
Sounds good. Yo.
Bomitson on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, where everything is social media should probably be somewhere around there. Also, Yo St. Laurent on the same social media channels, and of course here on the Dorks.
Tony?
You can find me on Tony Has Nine Fingers on YouTube, Twitter, Horimino, a whole bunch of other apps. You can also find me in Tony's Movies on Instagram, where I show off the movies behind me. And, of course, on The Dorkening. Wolfie?
Well, you can follow me on YouTube, The 13th Wolfman, Twitter, at The 13th Wolfman, Tumblr, 13th Wolfman, The Proud, and Resendo, and The Dorkening, The Tuesday Wicked Horror Show, doing the Horror World Camp. Of course, we'll never doubt that we'll do Wicked Horror Reviews. And I'm going to have my new sit-down up tomorrow for Darkness Reigns. Check that out. Kev?
A Knuckle on Twitter, Instagram. I don't do Snapchat anymore, so forget that one. Every Sunday on the Dorking, Tuesday Wicked Horror Show, doing stuff with Wolfie, and I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
So, Leo.
Well, head on over. You can find us, just Google The Dorkening. We're just about everywhere on social media. Myself, just Google Leo Pond, same thing. But more importantly, head on over to Fangoria.com. Check out the new magazine coming out for Halloween. And also check out our sponsor, Deadly Grounds Coffee. Awesome stuff. Like I've said, it's the only coffee I drink. So I am way too addicted to it. We'll catch you guys later. Have an awesome have an awesome night. 4th of July.
Awesome,
I don't know where
show.
I'm going. Fireworks show. Have an awesome fireworks show.
Yeah.
We'll catch you guys later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Way to cover up. No one saw it. No one saw the cover at all.
That was smooth.
Yeah.
Like
butter.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, please make sure you subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcast. If you want to be part of a future show, you can find us over on YouTube or Facebook, where we broadcast all our episodes multiple times a week live in front of an online audience, where you can interact with us and our guests. Our main show, The Dorkening, is produced live on Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. The Wicked Horror Show comes at you Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And the Ultimate Video Game Show zooms in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. This has been a Dorkening Network production powered by New Media Promotions. You can learn more about our network by heading on over to www.thedorkening.com.